This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, that's not just, campy talk there. We are NPM Region 6, where I broadcast from. We are already an occupied country, but the globalists are trying to mop up resistance, break up the family, shut off our industry, shut off our power plants, and make us dependent. And then they write textbooks admitting that. And we write articles about those textbooks. We make films. That's why so much of what we talked about has now come true. By the way, we're not happy when it comes true. We're trying to say, here's their plan. They've gotten so much of this already done. You don't want to go here. 80% population reduction. Bare minimum. That the public numbers, 80%. Deeper white papers, 90%. And then we have intel from higher up that it goes up to like 99%. And I've had the different genetic engineers threaten us, send us letters, have lawyers call us. Some of the acolytes of a man who's pledged himself to Lucifer on the UT website. It's in my film Endgame. The UT professor that came out and said he wants airborne Ebola to be released to kill 90% of the world's population, Mr. Pianca. And then I had his students threaten me. And then some of them sent me emails and said, don't show me in that photo with him and things like that. And I went and looked them up, and they were graduated 5 years ago, 5 years before that, and they were involved in BioShield, bioweapons development. Sending us emails, and their lawyers sending us letters. This is 10 years ago, 9 years ago, saying Dr. Pianca is too liberal, only wanting 90%. The earth will be free once the human parasite is eradicated. Humanity must be expunged. We're reading that letter on air. And I went to the bioweapons site, disguised as a biodefense system. $100 billion the last 15 years spent on it publicly. And she was in that white lab coat with all those big centrifuges and machines behind her. And she had a crazed look in her eye, and I knew that look. Selling baby parts. Now they got articles every day about the chimeras, the part human, part animal creatures that don't have any rights, that they won't show us yet. They're soon going to start showing them on the news. And they'll have trendies on MTV make fun of the horrible mutants. But then they'll cut to a commercial saying, brought to you by this hair care product that's testing free on bunnies. It's all part of sick jokes. There's human chimeras and miserable pain in tanks. Part human, part fish, you name it, gulping, begging. I've interviewed those genetic engineers that have witnessed it. But it's okay, we're nice to the bunnies. And you want me to sign on to that? No, thank you. There's no choice. My soul scrabbles. Like a litter of dogs that didn't come out right, where they put them in a cage and lower them into the cow pond, and they fight and struggle right up there to get that air at the last minute. That's how people get rid of the dogs. You know, breeders, that's how they do it. There's some sick enjoyment in it, I guess. I don't get any sick enjoyment watching humanity struggle on its knees. And I prayed before the Maker. Because I'm weak, I'm twisted, I'm bad, I'm full of sins. But I love God, and I love justice, and I love free will. So just let God's Spirit shine through this country and this world and turn this tide of evil. I don't know if that'll happen. All I know is that the flesh can die. The soul goes on. And this is a test. Life on this planet. And I've seen beyond the New World Order. I've seen beyond all their lies. And I know beyond that is the heavens and the creator of it all. You've got to ask God to come into your heart and transcend that evil.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Take my life, but I'll take yours too. Fire musket, but I'll run you through. When you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no falling back.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. But there were thousands of times began.
Everyone can feel and see that's halfway awake, the energy level of the planet rising. And we're seeing the enemy uncloak itself on every front. We're finding out who's good and who's bad right now. It is an epic time to be alive. Now, our guest, Joel Skousen, has headed up some of the biggest conservative organizations in the country. He helped lead one of the attempts back in the 80s and 90s to wrest control from the neocons and the rhinos and the cuckold Republicans and the rest of it. His uncle, Cleon Skousen, was mayor of Salt Lake and a big patriot and wrote best-selling New York Times number one bestsellers about naked communism, the naked capitalists, and the rest of it. How ultra-rich elites funded socialism and communism to have consolidated control. And then, of course, Quigley, decades later, wrote a book basically admitting it all. But Skousen on his own right, former Marine Corps officer and fighter-bomber pilot in the Vietnam era, himself with a World Affairs Brief, has just done such a great job, I think with his discernment, time and time again, being right about what was happening in the world and trying to gauge what's going forward in the future. But everyone must understand, I don't sit here and get mad at, say, Michael Savage because he's got 400 affiliates and I've got 180 affiliates. Say he's coming on next week, by the way. Because he has goodwill, wants humanity to survive, be successful. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. When I attack Glenn Beck, it's because he has a very special office of deception and of attacking Ron Paul early on, you know, 8 years ago, and of key points, saying good things, but then flipping. And now going and meeting with Zuckerberg and groveling and coming out and saying, you know, I think these are good liberals at Facebook and we need to censor these other conservatives. This is the mainlining of censorship in America. What Matt Drudge was warned about by the other conservative justice that isn't dead yet. So here's what I'm here to tell you. The enemy is moving. Everyone knows that. But so is the Spirit of the Lord. Because when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. I don't sit there and give you Bible verses because I want to manipulate you like Glenn Beck does to your Christian roots. I say it because it comes right out of me because it's the truth. And I don't claim to be some high priest or have all the answers. I simply know my soul's pointed towards God, not towards the devil. But my flesh is pointed at the devil. And that's why I am ashamed of myself. Now, there's a big difference between that and these people that claim you're there to basically follow their every whim and they have the answers. You need to think for yourself and follow your own discernment. But we have a 6% trust rate in the media, in the AP polls. We have the system collapsing. A major time of change is upon us. And Joel Skousen is with us for the balance of the hour. He's going to come on in the next week for a full hour, maybe longer, and take calls. But I'm not here to attack Glenn Beck. I'm talking about his office. I think we can fairly say he is the Judas goat. He is a prototype of that. And his collapse and now his fawning to Zuckerberg, who they admit put Obama in, is a Bilderberg Group member, CIA run on record, total dark side, and now the number one contributor to Hillary. And this guy's telling us that we need to bow down to Zuckerberg and internet censorship. It really heralds a key time for everyone. So here's what I'm asking before we go to break in about 5-6 minutes. We'll come back and get into geopolitics and what's happening in Venezuela and other key points that you're covering at worldaffairsbrief.com. But Joel Skousen, where are we in your view historically? Because not just in a news level, in my gut, I just feel the energy level reaching an electric firestorm point. And it only seems to be cascading. Do you think I'm wrong? Or where are we historical? And what do all these movements signify? And what does the apparent weakness of the enemy signify? Because I know they're not weak. But still, it's just we're seeing amazing things happen.
Alex, it's good to be with you again. I think my analysis is that we are at a significant turning point that we have never before seen in the history of conservatism in the United States. In other words, the conspiracy of globalism and to denigrate sovereignty and masquerading as both liberals and conservatives, controlling both political parties, has been very, very sophisticated. And ever since I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee in the 1980s during the Reagan administration, I really got discouraged about my inability to wake up conservatives to the fact that these people were lying to you. I was very discouraged that a good portion of the conservative congressmen in the United States had mistresses. I mean, they
But you were planting the seeds with others, but take credit for what's now happening today.
Well, I don't know whether I started it or not, but I'll tell you, I really sounded the no compromise warning. I talked about rhino Republicans, Republicans in name only, how we were being betrayed. And I'll tell you, it's taken 30 years, and all of a sudden, the conservatives have woken up, and this anti-establishment fever has just blossomed. And so that's why we're seeing this major media manipulation to actually dampen. They're actually removing the content from the Internet so that you don't see the wave of resistance.
We're now seeing Chinese communist-level censorship here openly in our face.
Absolutely. And what Glenn Beck did was just unconscionable, to basically pander to Zuckerberg. And this is typical of somebody. In fact, sadly to say, even Donald Trump has a little bit of this weakness. He can be flattered. And if you flatter him, he turns around and ingratiates himself to you and says nice things. The other day, he said wonderful things about Dick Cheney, who's, the Darth Vader.
No, I agree. I think he's remember Kissinger. He's starting to do some scary stuff.
Yeah, and so I'm really worried about this. But, Glenn Beck comes, from an entertainment background, an alcoholic background. He's basically bending over backwards to gain favor in the establishment.
He was a hardcore liberal celebrating abortion just 15 years ago.
Well, that's right. Now, to his credit, I think Glenn Beck and my uncle W. Cleon Skousen was his mentor. He really did read all his constitutional doctrines, and, he converted to Mormon Christianity, but he also absorbed one of the weaknesses of Mormons who are high-profile public officials. They're embarrassed about their refugee background, their persecution background, so they've been bending over backwards trying to please the establishment. And we see this with Glenn Beck. We see this with Orrin Hatch.
Sure, but America's background is a refugee background. This is just a repeat of the truth of what's happened in this country.
It is, but what I'm saying is that, Mormons have a particular persecution complex, and they're desperately trying to gain acceptance in the world, and that's a problem politically. Now, I don't mean Mormons like myself who are hardcore conservative constitutionalists who know what's going on, who understand the conspiracy. I'm talking about mainstream conservative Mormons, who basically think they can have it both ways. They can play up to the establishment and say nice things about them and be rewarded, and they are rewarded with good press and big articles in U.S. News and World Report praising the church. But it's a trap, Alex. It's a trap in many...
Well, sure. I mean, you know about the Catholic Church's background, but clearly now they blackmailed it with a pedophile infiltration, took it over. Now the media doesn't talk about it going on. It's worse than ever. And we've got the Pope openly bad-mouthing Christianity in Europe. I want to talk about it when we come back because, you know, I mean, moving away from Glenn Beck and media control, I want to finish, you know, more of that. And then the SEC wanting to censor the web and just, I mean, it's here. Beck was, out there pushing it, but Drudge was told last year by a Supreme Court justice, it's coming in 2016, get ready. It's here. But I want to shift gears into the Pope saying, you know, we don't want to talk about Europe's Christian roots and Jesus was like ISIS. I mean, these are real quotes. It's this uncloaking. Why are they doing it? With Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. This is an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and your voice, more than ever, needs to be heard against this world government.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to give you two examples of victory, and then we're going right back to Joel Skousen. And I give this example all the time because it's one of many, but it's one that everybody knows about and you can confirm for yourself. It's like tens of thousands of secret tests, hundreds of them, you know, lethal, thousands killed. Everybody knows about Tuskegee and the government, you know, helping inject and spread syphilis for 40-something years in black people. Super evil. It's a eugenics experiment. So I use that example as something evil because folks know about it. Puts the tip of the iceberg. What about 30 years ago, you couldn't find organic food anywhere, but as people created the market, now it's displacing the toxic food and taking over. You took action. And that's why they want to get rid of the free market, is because they know with our choices, we can circumvent all their propaganda if we just wake up to the trance. Wake up to the fact that we're not being sold these ideas for our best interest. And it's the same thing with what we see with internet censorship. If we get upset about it and say it's wrong, they're not going to get away with it. Just like with the Second Amendment. People know the facts. They know the statistics. They know the history. They don't believe a word out of the system. They know there's a formula to get our guns. So it's one of the few places we're having a victory. Just like statistically, we're winning the abortion fight because the facts are on our side. And because we know the enemy is lying. We don't compromise. Well, it's the same thing on politics. They tell us compromise all day long, but they're not compromising with us. Because they have a will to dominate and control. They want dumb slaves. They don't want free will. The whole popular culture sells the idea that the devil's going to give you all this freedom. The devil turns you into a slave. Whether you believe the devil or not, that archetype. And so if we're no compromise with Agenda 21 and everything they're doing, it's game over. When we realize it's bad. It doesn't help us. It's evil. Now, going back to Joel Skousen, our guest. Joel, you were finishing up with the, I mean, like you said, I meant to say that when I came on today, I was driving here and I thought, this is Chinese-style censorship. It's begun. They're doing it. We get censored, sometimes suspended for 3 days, saying, do this again, you'll be banned. We put it out, and no one even thinks it's a big deal. Screenshots of Facebook saying, we're going to ban you if you, you know, expose Benghazi. It's not pornography. It's not racist stuff. It's nothing. Again, Europe arresting Germans that criticize open borders, as France, you know, indicting Marie Le Pen for saying Islam's a greater threat, or is the greatest threat as the Nazis to our sovereignty. Well, it's true. So you see that this group is allied with anything evil, even though it undermines their own temporal power. The Pope coming out, calling for world government, bad-mouthing Christianity in a major Catholic newspaper, saying we don't want Christian roots, Islam, you need to interbreed, and Jesus was like ISIS, sending out his flocks. I mean, this is blasphemy. And what is the technique? I mean, you're an expert at this. I really respect you. What are they trying to do here?
Well, first, there's the technique of suppression. For example, news aggregators like Yahoo or like Facebook or Google will purposely filter the news so that you don't ever get, for example, any news stories about people using concealed weapons to protect themselves and their families.
Right.
You just never get it. There are thousands of those that happen each month, and we never hear those stories. That's direct suppression. Google, for example, will promote every single every so-called success of a new medical protocol drug, and they will denigrate any news about this anti-vaccine or that's pro-health or herbal remedies. They will denigrate all of that, and I tracked it. It's just incredibly pernicious. And so for Glenn Beck to come away and say, oh, these are just honest people because he looked at me in the eye talking about Mark Zuckerberg. And when you look at Breitbart's cataloging the 10 areas in which Facebook deliberately manipulated the news and their staff, including about the news, you find that the engagement percentages, and that means in Facebook, when you have likes and things and you post things and they get your news feeds or your RSS.
They just block it.
They just block it. They've had the anti-immigration group had a 93% drop in engagement, even though they went up about 13% in numbers of likes.
That's absolutely. Look. He meets with the communist Chinese to organize it. He admits it. He tells Merkel on stage, I'm going to censor Germans. They're hiring former Stasi to run the roundup gangs of the police. You cannot make up the naked, tyrannical takeover that Drudge was warned of last year. I mean, Drudge was almost shaking when he was here. I mean, they've said, shut up or we're going to come after you and basically arrest you. How do people understand the level that we've reached here? They are so close, Joel.
They are indeed. And, you know, this isn't something that, you know, we've had a few whistleblowers out of Facebook that have testified that they've been manipulating things, including the big thing about the staff crossing out Black Lives Matter and putting in All Lives Matter. And how Zuckerberg got after them, they kept erasing it, and they kept putting it back up on the board, and he threatened them. I mean,
yeah, can't say All Lives Matter.
Which is just ridiculous. I mean, why not leave that up? I mean, it includes black lives. But clearly there's a leftist liberal agenda behind that. And for Glenn Beck to walk that away and say, this is nothing, I trust him, he looked me in the eye, that's so superficial. He was looking for...
Oh, Zuckerberg's a, quote, good liberal, not a progressive. These are good people that have put Obama in and now want Hillary in. It's ridiculous. How does he think he won't get in trouble for that? It's so brazen.
Well, in fact, they do buy time, by giving in to the establishment. But, you know, they're called by Lenin and the establishment useful idiots. These people will be the first ones sacrificed, the first ones to go, because they are not building respect. That there's no two-way street back and forth for flattery. The same thing with Donald Trump. They'll take his flattery, but they're working to knife him in the back because they don't trust in the fact that he could change his mind and he isn't a controlled candidate.
So they tried to destroy him, and now that they couldn't, now they're cozying up.
Now they're co-opting him, and that's what the meeting of Kissinger was all about, the 10 or so meetings, at the telephone meetings.
I've had them try to get me to meet with Kissinger. I have a witness, John Harmon, heard it all with Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger group at the time, said, come up here, meet with us, work with us. I mean, it's just sick. Am I supposed to just basically, you know, just grovel to these people?
You know, the thing that I don't know, I was listening to James Corbett talking about the, and he's a good guy, he really does work against the establishment and the globalist conspiracy, but you know, he was giving a litany of the problems with Henry Kissinger and the awards that they give him, and he missed the big one. The big one, which is a proof of conspiracy, that's the 2009 Munich Security Conference where they gave an international award to Henry Kissinger, and the next day Obama's National Security Advisor, former Commandant of the Marine Corps, James Jones, gets up and say, you know, we take our daily marching orders at the NSA from Henry Kissinger and his associates passed down through Brent Scowcroft or Sandy Berger. That's a legitimate, an illegitimate exposure to the fact you have someone not involved in government giving daily orders. He didn't say
absolutely. Well, stay there, Joel. I want to ask you to come back. We've reached the moment where they admit world government's here, corporate above the law. Do we get more credibility now that we were right? Or, I mean, what's the next phase? What do you expect to come next? I want to get to the open borders in Europe, what's happening here, the economy, what's happening to the White House, and so much more with Joel Skousen. Stay with us. Please. please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Briefly, we are running a special that ends tonight. But if you get the promo code tonight, you can use it tomorrow. If you sign up for the free newsletter, key articles, key videos, it's just great with the censorship that's increasing that we have emails. I never really promoted this until I was told by all the tech experts, hey, you need to go back to low-tech tech because stuff's getting bad. Even when they shut down the web with an internet kill switch, which they now admit they have. We were talking about that 10 years ago, but now it's called Obama's kill switch. will still be able to reach people via email to a certain extent over these networks. So everybody that's an info warrior needs to create an email or whatever, infowars.com/newsletter. It's great to go sign up for some of the free news alerts at the publication of Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. I mean, they want to shut this down, so the answer is resist it. Spread the video. Spread the articles. They can block us in algorithms and not let people share it, but you can get around that. And as human increases, as human intelligence understands this, we can beat the algorithms every time if we don't respond to the algorithm, but if we organically take action. See, they don't want it to be top news or breaking news now. It's trends. You know, how to teach your 7-year-old to give oral sex. How to teach your 10-year-old that they're a trainee. Jacking with kids, folks. This is mainlining of pedophilia, which is what these Satanists want, is to get in there and destroy the youth before they develop. Turn them into slaves early. This is psychological warfare. So every day we send out a special 10, 20, 30% off one of the great items, whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it be some nutraceutical like X2 that's 20% off right now for everybody. But we're doing a special we've never before done. That is on the Hillary for President shirt that's so viral, and a Come and Take It shirt. 50% off, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Put your email in. We will send you the promo code one more time tonight. Been doing it since Friday. And you will get the shirt for half off. The shirt costs us like $6.50 to print up, but after shipping and everything else, what we do, we're really not making any money on this. It's not about money. I'm not ashamed to make money. I need to have money to be strong and in their face. But the point is that it's a win-win. We get to be in contact with you. We get to get around the censorship and send you a promo code for 50% off. And you'll get all the other promo codes that are coming through on a daily basis. But this is one of the biggest ever, or the biggest ever on T-shirts. 50% off. And the good news is these are being produced and printed here in America. So we sold out of this on Friday. But the factory on the East Coast is making them. They're going to be here in a week. So it's basically not backordered. InfoWarsStore.com. And you'll get the promo code in your email at checkout. You get 50% off. A lot of other specials as well. All right, Joel Skousen, getting back to you. I want to cover the waterfront now, the time we have left. First off, let me ask you, what is on your radar screen that I haven't brought up? Then I want to get into why they're flooding Europe, why they're so arrogant, where all this is going. What is the real alliance with Islam? Is it a triple cross? Where is it going?
What I talk about, Alex, is something very, very disturbing that happened. I reported on it in the World Affairs Brief, and that is it's getting very active. You know, they sense this revolution against the establishment that's happening. And what that revolution really is, as I said, is against the deceptive establishment, the deception of we are conservatives, we are Republicans.
It's a loss of confidence in the system and the realization it's a synthetic false paradigm.
That's exactly right. Now, what they're moving on to next is to shut down dissent. But they're not moving to FEMA camps or prison camps. That doesn't happen, can't happen till war comes, when you can justify that kind of draconian measure.
The electronic gulags that Drudge talks about, where you're just controlled.
Well, what they're trying to do, I think, is use, and what happened in Washington, D.C. at a Giant store is that a security guard, a woman security guard, physically removed a male who would not leave a female bathroom and got arrested by D.C. police. Now, what a chilling message this sends to law enforcement, that if you cannot even question a man in a dressing room.
That's right. Mentally ill men can come in and loiter and obsess. There's a whole subculture of this, and no one has any power to do anything because we're giving sexual perversion a godlike special status.
That's right. We've given anti-discrimination status to perversion, and I think transgenderism is more or less a perversion. And the important thing here is, remember, we are the vast majority who doesn't buy into transgenders. By an even optimistic estimate, they're 0.002% of the population. And yet the media is putting out such a campaign, and this police arresting a security guard for upholding and doing her duty sends a chilling effect, so that nobody dares speak out against this. And then you add to this hate speech thing. You know, where, and that goes into the Muslim immigration thing. You know, they're basically trying to have a war on Western culture and a war on Western conservative voting values by flooding Europe and the United States with illegal aliens. and Muslims. And of course, the message is you are intolerant, you are racist, and you are hateful if you don't accept.
So they're attempting to break our back by tripling down. I think it's going to backfire. I agree with you that we're 5-6 years off from their big war, but the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Because of Liberty Rising, I think it accelerates their timetable into an explosive paradigm.
I think you have to remember, Alex, though, that they have to build a philosophy among the common people of fear that you don't stand up for these extreme agendas. You don't stand up. They're going to label everything that we believe in, including constitutionalism, as extreme.
There's a huge Washington Post article out saying the threat to liberty is the constitutionalists. We've got to arrest them all.
And what happens, though, is when war comes, and when you're in a globalist conflict, and our leaders come out of their bunkers and say, look, there's these constitutional, these conspiracists in our world that aren't supporting our troops, to think that we are involved in it, that we were responsible for bringing this war upon you, we need to lock these people up just like we had to lock up the Japanese. And if you provide the sufficient psychological environment for the American people to be embarrassed, don't dare stand out and don't dare say what you think about transgenders. And there's hardly a single person. Look at Governor McGrory of North Carolina.
Sure, sure. They picked the most radical, wild thing, and now they're going to put boys and girls showers in the sixth grade just to see what we won't put up with. It's a total assault.
But when Governor McGrory in North Carolina refused and went along with this transgender, I'm sympathetic to the guy, instead of saying, what transgenders? Where's the evidence? How do you scientifically show whether...
Well, it's about going into schools and telling kids you're transgender. It's about sexual contact with the state and your children.
So, as I say, I'm not very optimistic about where this is going, Alex. And, you know, that's why I wrote the book Strategic Relocation. I think while we fight this battle, and this is the time to fight it, when there's this mass wave of resistance building, but I'll tell you... they look like they're co-opting Donald Trump, and if we aren't able to get a major change in 2016, we're going to lose the Supreme Court. We could have maybe 3 to 4 justices.
No, I agree, and they are ready to start persecuting us.
So people need to prepare for a takedown. They need to prepare for war. They need to prepare for losing as well as we prepare to fight. I mean, both are important, because if you fight right up to the end and you have made no preparations to flee the cities, when
no, I totally agree, sir. You're absolutely on target. You were. I'm not just saying this to any guest. You are, I think, the most knowledgeable person out there on full spectrum, you know, what the enemy's doing. You're right. Everything they do is about making us dependent, servile, and stupid. We've got to get in shape. We've got to get focused on God. We've got to get prepared. We've got to meet people we trust, and we got to get ready, because the enemy wants us dependent. That's the number one weapon.
That's right.
This spirit of evil, though, Joel, I mean, let's talk about what this spirit. I mean, the more I study it, these people really are out to get us. I mean, they are so horrible. How do they get their minions to follow this? I just don't understand it.
Well, you know, they do use predictable people. I mean, Facebook doesn't hire conspirators who knowingly operate under a few of the people. The programmers have to be in on it that we're conspiring to do that. Same way the
certain. And they warn us.
But you see, they use predictable, stupid idiots. People like Glenn Beck, who can be talked in to denying conspiracy, even though he gets close to it. He got close to it to Fox, pursuing George Soros. He got close to globalism, and he got close to it on his show again, and they keep shutting him down. But he will never repent and realize that unless you talk about the conspiracy, it doesn't matter whether you're Glenn Beck or Fox News, you do nothing.
But Joel, as you said, the conspiracy is now, we're going to break here in just a moment, the conspiracy is now completely out in the open. I want to ask you that in the final segment. This weird paradigm where they keep denying it's going on, but it's everywhere. InfoWars.com. Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary
proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck.
There's a story up on InfoWars.com. It's a bunch of videos. Joe Biggs, our reporter, shot in Louisville, Kentucky.
The black will turn to red.
At the NRA National Convention. First time they've endorsed a political candidate before they get the main nomination. And I think Donald Trump's for real overall. I think the fact that he's meeting with globalists is an attempt to beat Hillary. I even know Roger Stone's concerned about it. He said that on air, and he's good friends with Donald Trump. But I guess Donald Trump thinks he knows what he's doing. I know this. They're scared of him for real. Even more scared of him than they were of Reagan. Joel Skousen knew Reagan and was one of the top conservatives back at that time. But
I wanted to mention something. Patriots want to lose, or there's this meme that we're not ever supposed to influence things and take back control. And I agree, we should try to defend liberty, take the country back, take the world back, but also prepare, you know, a backup. But, you know, there's a commenter here, because here it is, exclusive behind the scenes of the NRA annual meeting. InfoWars speaks with gun rights activists rallying to protect the Constitution. And there's an Anon saying, now InfoWars is pumping up the NRA. What happened to the criticisms that this gun organization has compromised our gun rights numerous times, that the Gun Owners of America was a better alternative? I just don't get this place anymore. Well, I see, there's this attitude of holier than thou, judge everyone, when I've been 100% clear every time Larry Pratt's on the show that gun owners made the NRA honest again. And I've had new people on, like the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, who's on the board, saying, thank God for gun owners keeping them honest. We've reformed the NRA, made them hardcore, kicked the bad members off, and it's doing a good job overall now. We got the members to take action. And then once they start steering back the right direction, 90%, we then praise the good behavior. So I've been totally clear about that. So I'm bad having gun owners on every month. I'm bad because I'm saying, oh, look, the NRA is out promoting the Second Amendment. Again, we have to get past this craziness. Joel Skousen, we got 9 minutes left, 7 minutes left. I really appreciate you from worldaffairsbrief.com, editor-in-chief over there. Other points you want to get into, other big issues you're looking at. Look at Venezuela, $170 hamburgers, they're reporting in AFP. Why are these Bernie idiots running around? I mean, I agree with you. The big negative news is 55% of people under the age of 30 say they want socialism. As they sit here in the lap of luxury compared to socialist countries, they're just so ignorant. They're so soft. How do we get past this paradox of even limited liberty, limited discovery of the Renaissance and God's promise, makes the grandkids of those that did it so decadent and slob-like they believe any lie they are told? I mean, isn't that the problem with liberty, is it ends up producing totally spoiled, rotten children?
Well, that's part of the problem. One of the main problems, though, is that the faults of socialism can always be blamed on the lack of performance on the free market. In other words, we're having to respond. They blame all of these business cycles on the free market, but they're not the free market. They're the intervention of a fiat money supply in the economy. And, you know, oftentimes the victims of socialist policy are hidden. The benefits are public, and so the people buy into the benefits, but they never see the hidden victims. They never see the businessmen on the margin who cannot afford now to hire any youth because of a minimum wage of $15 an hour. And that's going to happen in the millions as those things are passed. And so you see, capitalism and the free markets always get the bad press because they can easily be blamed. The hidden victims of socialism are never visible in the press, of course, who could reveal it, never will, because they are part of the conspiracy to make socialism look good. Ultimately, it's just the breakdown of the fact that you can never pay for it. In other words, it's an unstoppable attraction to get more than what your true worth allows under socialism, and there's no way to eventually pay for that. Remember 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when socialism had these collapses in Europe and they had to reform under Thatcher, and even Norway had to cut their benefits, Sweden had to cut. And now they're reaching the breaking point again. And, of course, Muslim integration has helped that.
Why is the left so in love with Islam and radical Islam? It worships it. It complains about the West empowering women, and then it just runs around hysterically supporting guys that are like stereotypes, like the Imam of Jerusalem, like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like a cartoon. I mean, what is this death wish?
I think it's on two levels, Alex. First of all, there are the globalists that are running the wars, creating the Muslim refugees, pointing them to Europe, not shutting down with sting operations as they could in the Mexican border or on the Turkish coast. You could send in any number of agents posing as refugees and arrest every boat owner immediately. Every coyote at the border who offered to take you across, arrest them immediately. It would shut it down in a month. But they don't do it because they don't want to. Now, there's an entire cadre. Journalism is really a whoring community. They are yes men to their own establishment. They were hired because they're unthinking liberals. And I say unthinking. They may have good hearts.
By the way, did you see the former USA Today editor coming out, Richard Benedetto, saying, look, we get in these meetings and people are happy groveling to lie and to do whatever Obama says. Have you seen that article?
Yeah, and they are. They grovel at that. I mean, what I'm saying is you have so many people who are so anxious to please the establishment, please the media, please their school teachers, please their education establishment, that when you get a wave of movement, a psychological movement that says transgenders are untouchable, you've got to praise transgenders, they just jump right on the bandwagon. There's no conspiracy involved. It's just psychological.
And that's an Overton window. If they can let the government sexualize our children in the fifth grade, then the sky's the limit.
That's right, and they're not through. They're going to shut down opposition so that no one can say nay without being accused of hate speech and locked up, and they can do that before war. That's where we're headed. And
sure, so the answer is everybody use their free speech now, promote links, the World Affairs Brief, Infowars.com, Drudge, tell the truth, do your own media, your own local shows, just get involved and just try to absolutely point out that free speech is vital and precious and that you just can't take Infowars or World Affairs Brief or whatever for granted.
You know, it's just like two crucial issues I covered in the World Affairs Brief this last time. I had to give people the philosophical ammunition so that they can go up against transgender, so they can go up against civil rights and anti-discrimination laws. First of all, I said, you know, you've got to understand what a true definition of fundamental right is. If you're going to go up and say, what's wrong with giving anti-discrimination rights, whether it's race.
Sure. My children have a right to not have the school teach them how to have sex when they're 5 years old.
Yeah, and you've got to understand how to define those rights. And I do it in the World Affairs Brief. Your listeners can get a free copy by just emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. But I also talked about why the transgender thing is bogus, and you've got to stand up against it. You can't just kowtow and say, oh, yes, everybody deserves to be respected.
And even I kowtow, because I don't hate people individually for whatever they've been raised and brainwashed by the system. I don't hate people individually, but the agenda is anti-family, anti-human. But I get it. I should just say absolutely not, because even being friendly somehow just empowers the whole deal. Because we're being raped with this. We're being force-fed this.
I mean, there's just no way I would tolerate transgender claims, because there's no way for anyone to justify scientifically a transgender claim. Maybe you look at Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner.
Now Bruce Jenner wants to go back to being a man.
He only still has sex with women, and that means he's had a boob operation, but he has not had a genital operation. And that's just despicable.
Just like body modification, where you can have horns put on yourself. It doesn't really mean you're a lizard.
That's right. And as I've quoted in the World Affairs Brief, there's a professor at Johns Hopkins that says all of this transgender stuff is bogus. They are still males in DNA, in hormones, in all of the aspects of the body where male and female differ, and you cannot change
that. Sure. In closing, what is the main agenda behind this? I mean, obviously, in the family, make the state God. That destroys the human family, so this is an anti-human agenda.
Well, the agenda is to, first of all, silence everyone in opposition so that when the wave of propaganda, and that's why people have to get out of the public schools, that's going to be the focus of propaganda. I don't care how painful it is, how much it costs, or how much you have to do homeschooling, you have got to get your kids out of public schools, because that's where the impact is going to be. That's where your
the educations are worthless. We need to bring, even if it's secret, we need to bring apprenticeships back. That's where kids are going to learn how to be men and women. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. I want to get you back up in the next week. Such incredible things are happening. We'll talk geopolitics more. Hopefully you can come up this week, okay?
Yes, I could be pleased to do that.
No, we'll talk to you right now at the end of the show and set that up the next few days. Big guests coming up this week and more, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com. They're trying to shut this down, folks. Promote it, because this sunlight is hurting these vampires.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.